There are two separate things that one can expect to find in Chumash. One thing we could expect to find are narratives, stories, which for the most part has been what we've got in the past 62 prakim, right? 50 prakim in Sefer Bereishis, stories, very few mitzvos, and the first 12 prakim or so in Sefer Shmos, again, the idea about a lot of narrative, very few mitzvos, three mitzvos in fact. We had Gid Hanoshe, Purvu, and Bris Mila. But now, Parshas Bo, everything changes. Now, besides for the narrative, which does continue, we also have the second thing one can expect in Chumash, which is the mitzvos. And with that, now we begin the bulk of the mitzvos, excuse me, start in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bo. So, when you want to learn mitzvos, and you want to understand the reason behind mitzvos, you have to look in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, which he writes in his Hakdama, as to why he's writing such a Sefer. Read a few lines just from the towards the end. It says, I'm quoting the Chinuch. Al kein, ra'isi toiv, I saw a good thing to do. Ani hadal ba'alfi, I'm the lowest of thousands, talmidim shebizmani, of all the students in my time. And he doesn't really disclose his identity. The scholars do a whole bunch of research to find out who he is. But he writes, ish Yehudi mi beis Levi Barceloni. I'm from Shevet Levi, and I live in Barcelona. Lichtov ha-mitzvois al derech ha-sidorim. I'm writing the mitzvahs according to the weekly parsha, chesedu shenichtavu b'torah, zoach arzo. They can write one after the other in the sequence, which are in the chumash. Lo'orer lev hanar b'ni v'hayolodem chaverav. Because I want to do this to inspire the hearts of my son and his friends. B'chol shavu v'shua, every single week that they should learn this. Achar shilu madu oso haseder. After they go through the weekly parsha, b'cheshbon hamitzvahs, and they count up the number of mitzvahs they learned about. The hargil oisim behem, to make themselves ragil, regular, familiarize themselves with them. Lahakpis machshavtom b'machshava tahora v'cheshbon shalikar. They should think about what the main purpose of these mitzvos are. Terem sheyachnisu b'libam cheshbonu shal schoik v'shal mabakach malach mabakach. Before the sorts of irrelevant, meaningless things start to creep into their minds, they have to be trained in an early age to learn the mitzvos correctly. V'gam ki azin yazkinu lo yasur mimenu. And then when they get older, right? This is Chanuch Lunar al Pidarko. He's paraphrasing over here that this is the reason why he's writing his sefer. V'dayti lichtov al kol achas remez echa mishar she hamitzvah. So my intention is to write a purpose, a shorish, a root behind each one of the mitzvos. So with this, we know that the Sefer HaChinuch, the structure, is it has three parts to every mitzvah. He tells you the pasuk, he tells you the shorish of the mitzvah, and he tells you what the halachos are, whether they apply nowadays, whether they apply only in Eretz Yisrael, apply it to men or to women. So the mitzvah I want to do is mitzvah tes zayin, mitzvah number 16, shlolishbor etzem min ha-pesach. Because, first of all, it's a very fundamental ideas are contained in this mitzvah, and again, it gives us an entrance into now Parshas Bo with the mitzvos that we are so familiar with, to give an insight into them. So the pasuk is simple. The pasuk, shlolishbor etzem b'chol atzamos Pesach, you know how to break any of the bones in Korban Pesach. Shneimar, like Pasuk says in this week's parsha, ve'etzem l'sishbro, bo, you can't break any bones. However, it starts the chinuch mishor shehamitzvah. What's the purpose behind this mitzvah? Why can't I break the bone of the Korban Pesach? Lizko and nisei mitzrayim. And we should remember all of the nisim, the miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us during Yitzias Mitzrayim. K'mosh kasabdu ba'acheros, as we've written now again. The last 10 mitzvos are all about these themes, but he's explaining as to why we have so many mitzvos specifically on this one theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'gamze gizo min hashor shanizkar. This is also part of the trunk of the mitzvah from this idea. I mentioned a few of the previous mitzvahs. She'ein kovel divnei malachim v'yotzei aret. It's not bekovedik for honorable people to go around ligur hatzamos l'shavram v'kiklovim, to act and eat like a dog. You break bones and you're scraping them off. That's the way a dog eats. That's not the way a noble person, a prince or princess, would eat. Lo yeos la'asos kacham ki'im la'aniye ha'am v'hara'evim. This is the way that poor, hungry, starving people, they're the ones who eat like this. However, al kein b'techilas bo'enu, Yosagulas kol ha'amim, when at Yitzias Mitzrayim we became this status of the Am Segula, so then therefore Mamleches Kohanim va'am Kadosh, a holy nation, like holy people, uvechol shana v'shana ba'osa hazman, and every single year on the night of Pesach, roi lanu lasos masim hamarim bonu hama'alo hagedole sha'alinu lo ba'osa shah. It's appropriate we behave in and display external actions that show this tremendous amount, this tremendous mila that we achieved at that time. That's on the Yom Tov of Pesach. We got the Zman Chiruseinu. We became the Am Hanivcha, the Am Melech, the Mamleches Kohanim, the Am Kadosh. Umitoch Hamaisa, and acting in this way, Hadimyon Sha'anachnu Oisim, and these symbolic acts that we do, which show this nobility, this refined character state that we have, Nikba Nafshenu Hadovel Oilim. This becomes implanted, kavua, into us forever. Va'al Tachshov Bani, and don't ask my son, Litvos Al Dvarai V'yomer Lomar, you're going to challenge me and say like this, V'lama Ze Yitzav Oiso Hashem Yizborach Lasos Kol Eile Lizikron Hanes Oiso Hanes. What do I need all these different mitzvos about just remembering one miracle? Give me one miracle, okay, and I'll remember it. So you're going to ask, he's like, before the kasha, you're going to ask me, why do we have so many mitzvos? V'lo Bezikaron Echad Yale Hadov V'machshavteinu. With only one thing, one mitzvah itself, that would be enough to remember it and to keep it, you know, focused in our machshavas. Yishakach mipi zareinu, it wouldn't be forgotten from our children. Kilo mechachma tispeseini alze. You're not asking a wise question if you say this. Umachshavas anar yeshiachol ledaberkeins, because you're a nar, you think like a child. That's what's causing you to ask such a question like that. Meaning you have to think that just one mitzvah will be sufficient is not a wise question. And the chinuch is going to explain why we need to do so many mitzvos to remind. Remember to focus around this one central theme. Va'atabani im bina shimazois. If you have a little understanding, listen to this. Va'hatei aznacha ushma. Incline your ear and you're going to hear. La'medcha lahoi'o betorah mitzvos. Da. I'm going to give you an important thing for all Torah mitzvos. This is the key phrase that the Chinuch uses throughout his commentary. Ki ha'adam nifal kifi pu'ulosav. A person is affected in accordance with how they act. V'libo v'chol machshav osav, tamid acher masav hu oisei b'hem. A person's heart and their thoughts are following the actions which he does, im tov v'im ra, whether for good or for the opposite, meaning our external actions shape our character trait. And we've pointed out many times over the years, the psychological research has affirmed this idea that if a person is forced to do certain things like smiling, then they will naturally become a happier person. Vafilu Rosha Gomer Bilbo, even a person who's a big Rosh in his heart, Vechol Yetzer Machshavos Libo Rak Kol Hayom. Right, according in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, right, a person's always thinking of bad things. Im ye'are rucho, if his ruach becomes aroused, v'yasim hishtaluso v'isko b'hasmodo v'torah v'mitzvos, but he becomes a big masmid and he's sitting and learning and he's doing mitzvos. Afil shloshim shmaim, even though he's not doing it for the purest of intentions, miyad yinte el hatoiv, he's already going to be inclined towards the good path. And it continues, he's going to kill the Yetzahara inside himself. Because the heart of a person are drawn after their actions. Now, the chinuch is going to bring a riot to this. Fa'afilu im iye adam et tzadik gomer. Even a person's a big, complete tzadik. Levavo yosher betomim. His heart is yosher and he's straightforward. Chafetz b'torah v'mitzvos. His desire is to do Torah and to mitzvos. Even such a person like this could, if he behaves in a negative way, be chas v'shalom pulled away. Im ulaya so tami b'devardim shel doifi. He's always acting in a fake way, faking it. Ki ilu toimar derech moshal. The king's forced him and it makes him work in a sort of type of umos ra is like a bad type of job. In the whole day he's constantly working this type of job. Then eventually with the passing of time it's going to influence him and he's going to be moved away from his righteousness and he's going to become a rosh gomer. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emes, it's known and it's true, shekol adam nifal lefi pu'ulosav kmo shamarnu. The Rambam writes a similar idea in Hilchos Deos, that a person is affected by the environment. So if a person is a good guy, but he's in a bad situation, eventually it's going to make a roshim upon him. That's what the Chazal are telling us in Makos. Ratzo Kodesh Baruch Lezakos Yisrael, HaKodesh Baruch wanted to give a zechus for the Jewish people. Lefikach Hirbahem Torah Mitzvos, he gave us a lot of Torah Mitzvos, Kedei, that piece by him, kol machshavosenu, in order that we are thought should be on Torah, right? That's the way the Tazdar and the Pshat and the Bracha of la'asok b'divrei Torah. That's like an asek. It's like a business, and a good businessman is always thinking about how to increase his profits, thinking about advertising, thinking about his competitors. He wants to build up his business. So la'asok, we should always be Osik in Torah, Lios behem kol asakenu, that all of our activities should be focused on Torah and mitzvahs. Lehetiv l'anabachris, you know, that's going to be good for us in the end. Ki mitoch ha-pu'ulos ha-toivos, by doing all these good actions, anachnu nif'alim lios toivim, we become good people. We change the essence of who we are and become good. V'zoichim l'chaya ad Ramzu zichron al vracha al zeh, and there's a hint to this. But Amalek Gemara says in Menachos, Kol mi sheyesh lo mezuzah bepischo betzitzis bebigdo tefillin berosho. Anyone has a mezuzah on his door, tzitzis on his clothes, and tefillin on his head, muftach lo. It's assured. It's promised to him. Shul yechato. He's not going to do a chait, a sin. Lefi she'elu mitzvos temidios, because these are constant mitzvos. Mezuzah, tefillin. There's a lot to discuss in this Gemara. Mezuzah, tefillin, and tzitzis. V'nif'al behem tomin. The person is constantly going to be affected by them. V'kein ata. And now, re'ei ma malachtecho v'asakecho. You should look carefully what your job is going to be, and what type of actions you do, and what type of influence it's going to have upon you. Ki achrehim timoshech, because you're going to be moshech, you're going to be pulled after them. V'ata lo tish timshechem, but you're not going to pull them, meaning someone named a particular community, and it doesn't matter what the community it was, says, don't think you're going to change the community. If you're moving to this particular town, you better, you know, realize that you're not changing them, they're going to change you. If you're fine with that, okay, because hey, but if not, don't think you're going to, you know, your one person's going to change the entire way a community's been behaving up until then, right? You're going to get pulled, you're not going to pull them. That's what he's saying over here, right? Va'al yiv Yavticha, Yitzucha Loima, don't let your Yitzahara try to trick you and tell you something. Achre heyos libi shalim, but tell me be'emunas elokim, because I have such big emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma hefse yish, what hefse, what loss is going to be? Ki es aneg lefamim betanuge anashim, you know, I indulge a little bit, little pleasures of the world. Lesheves b'shvakim, b'ruchovos, I'm gonna, you know, sit in the streets, in the marketplaces. Lehis lotzeitz, im haleitzim, ledaber tzachos, I'm gonna, you know, moshav leitzim, I'm the mockers, and, you know, I'm gonna make some jokes, and some, you know, wise guy comments, stuff like that. Lechayotz be'elu, hadvorim she'ein mevi'in aleihim, ashamos v'chatos. Right, you don't have to bring a korban for these types of things, you know, whatever, mavakach, what's the big deal? Hello, gamli, leivav kamohem. Right, I have a heart just like these people. Right, katani ava mi masnehem. My little finger is thicker than their loins. That was with Rechavam, right? We're talking about the taxes that was going to, that she thought Shlomo was going to tax him. You should see what I'm going to do. Umadu yim shechuni heim acharehem, right? They're going to draw me after them. So don't do this. Albani, don't think this way, my son. Hishamer mipnehem pen tilachi birishtam, unless you're going to get trapped and ensnared in their net. Rabim shosu mitochach kos tarelwasom. A lot of people have drank a cup of poison. I mean, people suffer because of this type of twisted thinking. Viata es nafshecha tatzio, but you got to save your nefesh, save your soul. Okay, now the Chinuch comes back and points out, then why then do we need so many? I mean, after this whole Arichas is explaining as to how we're going to be pulled after our actions, why then do we need to have so many mitzvos? So he says, V'achar dait chazeh, now after you have das, you understand this idea, al yikshe alecha me'ato, you're not gonna ask any more questions. Ribu hamitzos ve'inyan zechiras nisim mitzrayim. Why there's so many mitzvahs we have? We're reminding ourselves of all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. Shehein amud gadol b'Torah seinu. This is a tremendous pillar of our Torah. Ki Mirbois asakenu bahem, by being osik with these things constantly, nispa'el el hadavar kimo shamarno. We're going to be influenced of all these important ideas that they're going to instill in us. The ideas of Kodesh Baruch, all the miracles that he did, about how we have a special noble status, we're going to behave accordingly like that. So therefore, the more we have this, the more mitzvahs we have this, the more refined, dignified, and elevated people we're going to become. So again, a very Yesodistic Sefer Achinach, again mitzvah number 16 over here, not to break bones in the Korban Pesach, but besides the actual little dinim of it, the mussar that emerges from this fundamental idea of the chinach, that we're formed according to our actions. And therefore, we have to constantly, even if we're not feeling it, I'm lazy. I don't want to act this way. Who I want to be? I want to be true to my inner lazy self. Why am I getting up out of bed? Why am I doing chesed? Why am I learning? Why am I davening? Why am I doing all these things? The teretz is, if we act this way enough times by pushing ourselves, then that truly will change and influence and mold who we really are, and we'll be able to achieve our true potential. Okay, have a wonderful week, everybody.